bird note. What is it that draws us to a romantic partner? For birds, it might be a sweet song, compatible personality type, the right zesty scent, or outrageous dance moves. The serenade of a male white-throated sparrow prompts a response in a female sparrow's brain that resembles that of humans listening to their favorite music. Most cranes, like these sandhill cranes, duet with prospective partners for years before they begin breeding. For Stella's jays, birds of a feather pair together. Couples in which individuals have a similar temperament, either both shy or both bold, tend to be the most successful at raising chicks. Crested auklets of both sexes produce a pungent citrus perfume. Field biologists can smell a breeding colony from a boat as they approach. Blue-footed boobies, on the other hand, dance. The birds display their feet to each other in a ponderous pas de deux, a sort of dance duet. The bluer a bird's feet are, the healthier the bird is. Greater flamingos that have a larger repertoire of dance moves are considered more attractive, and the best dancers tend to pair up. How typical. For Bird Note, I'm Wen Fei Tong.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bandage! Up yours!
Hey, and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. A show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. This is your 2-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that need and deserve to be heard. In this first hour, I've got music on the way from Penny and the Pits, Haim coming up, Patty Griffin, Alabama Shakes, Aretha Franklin, music on the way from Patti Smith, The Chicks. But we are going to kick off this episode with brand new music in 2026. 2026 really is shaping up. In January alone, fabulous releases from a new band, PVA, new music from Dry Cleaning, but also music from Lucinda Williams. January saw the release of Lucinda Williams, and I have to say, at 73 years old, Lucinda Williams has become a roots music icon because of her fearlessly personal and political body of work. Her latest album is called Worlds Gone Wrong, and with a title like that, you have to dig deep into your blues roots as Lucinda Williams sings out for a nation in crisis. So new music right now from Lucinda Williams, kicking off this week's Girly So Groovy.
There's a danger to these days. You can feel it in the air. Evil has come to play. You can feel it everywhere. There's a fear in these days. Shadows in the eyes, and you know they say it's the place of truth and lies. There's a danger to these days. Too much rain, the levee's gonna break. Too much strain, the ground's gonna shake. Too much pain, the spirit's gonna break. Something's gotta give.
Something's gotta give.
Yeah, something's gotta give.
We'll be right back. something's gotta give. Yeah, something's gotta give.
To my own drum. Hey, hey, I'm an army of one.
If you want to change the world, your own or someone else's, all you need to do is get out there and march. Music right there to inspire. That is The Chicks with their song March March. That's from the band's latest album, Gaslighter. In the middle, it is, of course, punk trailblazer Patti Smith, Gone Again, the title track from her album Gone Again, which was considered in many ways Patti Smith's comeback album after losing her husband and raising her children in the suburbs of Detroit in Grosse Pointe. She returned to music with the phenomenal album Gone Again. And then kicking off the full 2 hours, brand new music from longstanding girly so groovy heavyweight Lucinda Williams. The new album's called World's Gone Wrong. We heard the track Something's Gotta Give, one of the fabulous albums already released in 2026. Right now, it is time for an artist that I would consider a contemporary of Lucinda Williams, Patti Griffin, an absolute treasure when it comes to Americana folk songwriting. Well, for her 11th album, Crown of Roses, Patti Griffin approached it as art therapy. And what I mean by that, prior to writing the album, fate threw Patti Griffin a slew of obstacles. She was in treatment for breast cancer. She temporarily lost her voice. She struggled with writer's block. She ended a serious romantic relationship, and she became her mother's caretaker in the last years of her mom's life. The album is a glimpse at all of the forces that have recently shaped Patti Griffin's heart. The album is called Crown of Roses. We featured it a few times here on the program. Here is Patti Griffin with I Know a Way right now here on Girly So Groovy.
At least You can't go down that road, the one that you knew so well. It disappeared in a landslide.
Oh, why can't we be best friends anymore? To say a friend and to be between a girl and a boy. I don't know who said it or why it got to be so wrong. Oh, why don't you call? Don't you care anymore? It's not fair. Don't let them get you. It took us both, and now I got to fix you. Well, I don't know how to fix you. You said it's just the way it is with you. And how long? Yeah.